Hello, I'm Dr. Lauren Markowitz, a pediatrician with the Division of Blood Disorders in CDC's National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities. As part of the CDC Expert Commentary Series on Medscape, I am pleased to speak with you about vitamin K deficiency bleeding in infants, the importance of vitamin K prophylaxis at birth, and how you, as a healthcare provider, can provide the best information for expectant parents. As clinicians well know, there are four vitamin K-dependent clotting factors in the coagulation cascade. Adults get vitamin K from food, mainly leafy green vegetables, and from bacterial synthesis in the gut. Infants, however, have neither of these sources. Breast milk contains only low levels of vitamin K, and it may take weeks to months for the infant's gut flora to become established and functional. Infants are therefore predisposed to have low vitamin K levels, resulting in low levels of vitamin K-dependent clotting factors and an increased risk for bleeding, termed vitamin K deficiency bleeding. Vitamin K deficiency bleeding is divided into three forms based on when the bleeding presents. Early bleeding presents within 24 hours of birth, is severe, and is mainly found in infants whose mothers used certain drugs, like anticonvulsants or isoniazid, that interfere with vitamin K metabolism. Classical bleeding occurs within the first week of life and is typically characterized by bruising or bleeding from the umbilicus. Late vitamin K deficiency bleeding is the most concerning type. This bleeding occurs at up to 6 months of age in previously healthy infants, and between 30 to 60% of patients have intracranial bleeds. Warning signs, such as prior bleeds from other sites, are rare. Fortunately, vitamin K deficiency bleeding is preventable. Since 1961, the American Academy of Pediatrics has recommended one dose of intramuscular vitamin K just after birth for infants in order to prevent vitamin K deficiency bleeding. In order to provide for immediate bonding and contact between the infant and mother, vitamin K administration can be delayed up to 6 hours after birth. Vitamin K injection at birth is highly effective at preventing vitamin K deficiency bleeding. The risk of developing vitamin K deficiency bleeding is 81 times greater in infants who do not receive the vitamin K injection when compared with those who do. Vitamin K is safe. A study in the early 1990s found an association between vitamin K injection and childhood cancer, but this association has not been replicated in several studies since then. The American Academy of Pediatrics synthesized the evidence about vitamin K in cancer twice, in 1993 and again in 2003, and restated its recommendation for intramuscular injection both times. There is no evidence that vitamin K is associated with an increased risk for other adverse events. This year, the Tennessee Department of Health, with CDC assistance, investigated a cluster of vitamin K deficiency bleeding in infants who had not received vitamin K at birth because their parents had chosen to opt out of the injection. Most of these infants had large intracranial bleeds. Parents of these infants and other parents that we talked to who had opted out of the vitamin K injection did not know that the risk for vitamin K deficiency bleeding lasts for up to 6 months. Talk with your expectant parents about vitamin K. The risk of vitamin K deficiency bleeding leading to severe bleeds is real, while the perceived risks of the vitamin K shot are not evidence-based. You can provide reliable information to parents so that they can make the most informed choices about their child's medical care and protect their child from potentially devastating consequences. Thank you.